The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello and welcome to Reflections Day by Day, a program from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm George Douglas. For the next half hour, I will be reading from the appointed daily scriptures and a brief commentary from the publication Forward Day by Day, a daily devotional for disciples. This booklet is intended for any Christian or non-denominational reader and is affiliated with the Episcopal Church USA. Our readings on this program cover the week of Monday, October 24th through Sunday, October 30th, 2022. The commentaries this week were written by Mallard W. Benton, a husband, father, grandfather, and a friend who is retired and writes and volunteers in the Atlanta area. He and his wife Althea have been married for 42 years. The commentary for Monday, October 24th, begins as follows with the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 11. Chapter 15, verse 11. Whether then it was I or they, so we proclaim, and so you have come to believe. The commentary is as follows. Paul teaches about Christ's resurrection, assuring those in Corinth of the number of people who have witnessed the risen Christ, first the apostles, then others, and lastly himself. He's become a witness and is going forth to carry that good news to others. As he gathers others to the faith, he urges them to continue to proclaim that good news to even more people. Reading this reminds me of the outward ripples in still water when a stone is dropped into a pond. Have you ever watched to see how far the ripples travel in the pond, or whether the ensuing circles travel in the same way? Now consider the ripples Paul created among those who would listen and those who came to believe. Follow those ripples all the way to our day. Can you imagine the ripples 2,000 years from now? We are called to help those ripples continue, to proclaim and share our belief in the risen Lord. And now I'll read that full passage from 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 1 through 11. Now I would remind you, brothers and sisters, of the good news that I proclaim to you, which you in turn received, in which also you stand, through which also you are being saved, if you hold firmly to the message that I proclaim to you, unless you have come to believe in vain. For I handed on to you, as of first importance, what I in turn had received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace toward me has not been in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we proclaim, and so you have come to believe. The words of St. Paul from 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through 11. And the moving forward question for this day is, if you are near a body of water, take a walk and and drop a stone into the water. As you watch the ripples, say a prayer of thanksgiving for the reverberating message of Christ's love. And now let's turn to the commentary for Tuesday, October 25th. It begins with a passage from Luke chapter 11, verse 36. If then your whole body is full of light, with no part of it in darkness, it will be as full of light as when a lamp gives you light with its rays. Jesus' teaching here reminds me of various friends that my wife and I have known in churches we belong to over the years. These friends, different in so many ways, have this thing in common. They bear the light. Sometimes it's in their faces, though their smiles are in the way their eyes always seem to light up. Sometimes it's the quiet confidence as they complete a church task at the altar, or in a classroom, or the kitchen. Other times it's the embrace during the passing of the peace in the sanctuary, or just as likely, the hug when you run into them in a Target store. Their bodies are full of light, seemingly with no part in darkness. They don't have fewer problems than the rest of us. They just seem to feel and share God's goodness and God's light in all that they do. And now a full reading of the scripture for today. This is from Luke chapter 11, verses 27 to 36. While he was saying this, a woman in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts that nursed you." But he said, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it." When the crowds were increasing, he began to say, "This generation is an evil generation. It asks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah. For just as Jonah became a sign to the people of Nineveh, so the Son of Man will be to this generation. The Queen of the South will rise at the judgment with the people of this generation and condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to listen to the wisdom of Solomon and see something greater than Solomon is here. The people of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the proclamation of Jonah, and see, something greater than Jonah is here. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it in a cellar, but on the lampstand, so that those who enter may see the light. Your eye is the lamp of your body. If your eye is healthy, your whole body is full of light. But if it is not healthy, your body is full of darkness. Therefore, consider whether the light in you is not darkness. If then your whole body is full of light, with no part of it in darkness, it will be as full of light as when a lamp gives you light with its rays. The moving forward question for this Tuesday is, who do you know that is full of light? Lift them up in your prayers. The commentary for this Wednesday, October 26th, begins with the Psalm chapter 119, verses 62. At midnight I will rise to give you thanks because of your righteous judgments. For many years I participated in the watch at our church. This watch time recalls the night Jesus spent in the Garden of Gethsemane after the Last Supper and before his arrest. When the church held the watch observance, I would wake up hours before my normal rising, go to church, nod to whoever was in charge of the building, and then take my place silently in the sanctuary or chapel. For the next hour or so, my prayers and thoughts were the most focused that I experienced all year. I would lose track of time and not even consider how long I'd been in prayer, or whether my knees were tired or my eyes were open or shut. I allowed my mind to wander among the saints in my life and the saints of old. I silently sang beloved lyrics in church hymns and psalms, and I remembered favorite passages and prayers from the Bible and the Book of Common Prayer. This long, somber period before Good Friday encourages watchfulness and vigilance for our Lord and for ourselves. And now I'll read from the full gospel verse for this day from Luke chapter 11, verses 37 to 52. While he was speaking, a Pharisee invited him to dine with him. So he went in and took his place at the table. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not first wash before dinner. Then the Lord said to him, "Now, you Pharisees, clean the outside of the cup and of the dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness. You fools, did not the one who made the outside make the inside also? So give for alms those things that are within, and see, everything will be clean for you. But woe to you, Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and herbs of all kinds, and neglect justice and the love of God. It is these you ought to have practiced, without neglecting others. Woe to you, Pharisees, for you love to have the seat of honor in the synagogues and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces. Woe to you, for you are like unmarked graves, and people walk over them without realizing it." One of the lawyers answered him, "Teacher, when you say these things, you insult us too." And he said, "Woe also to you lawyers, for you load people with burdens hard to bear, and you yourselves do not lift a finger to ease them. Woe to you, for you build the tombs of the prophets whom your ancestors killed. So you are witnesses and approve of the deeds of your ancestors, for they kill them, and you build their tombs. Therefore also the wisdom of God said, 'I will send them prophets and apostles, some of whom they will kill and persecute, so that this generation may be charged with the blood of all the prophets shed since the foundation of the world, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the altar and the sanctuary. Yes, I tell you, it will be charged against this generation. Woe to you lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You did not enter yourselves, and you hindered those who were entering.'" And the moving forward question for this Wednesday is, what practices in your church bring you closer to God? You might consider trying something new as well. Now let's look at the commentary for Thursday, October 27th, from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verses 6 through 7a. "Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten in God's sight. But even the hairs of your head are all counted." One of my mother's favorite hymns was, "His Eye is on the Sparrow," and every now and then she'd offer a quote from the song to make a point around the house with my sisters and me. In adulthood, I began to tie this verse from Luke to that beautiful hymn. My faith journey has been richly blessed by recognizing how big God is and how majestic and timeless His works are. The concept that even the hairs on my head are counted inspires awe. Jesus teaches His disciples and us about how caring and loving God is, that no one is forgotten in God's sight. It was a welcome comfort to the disciples as they faced the Pharisees and to us today. Now I'm going to read from today's gospel passage, which is Luke chapter 11, verse 53, through chapter 12, verse 12. "When he went outside, the scribes and the Pharisees began to be very hostile toward him and to cross-examine him about many things, lying in wait for him to catch him in something that he might say. Meanwhile, when the crowd gathered by the thousands, so that they trampled on one another, he began to speak first to his disciples. Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees, that is, their hypocrisy. Nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed from the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body, and after that can do nothing more. But I will warn you whom to fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten in God's sight. But even the hairs of your head are all counted. Do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. And I tell you, everyone who acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man also will acknowledge before the angels of God. But whoever denies me before others will be denied before the angels of God. And everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. When they bring you before the synagogues, the rulers and the authorities, do not worry about how you are to defend yourselves or what you are to say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you at that very hour what you ought to say. And the moving forward question for this Thursday, listen to a recording of His Eye is on the Sparrow. How do the words inspire you? Now we'll look at the commentary for this week for Friday, October 28th. It begins with a passage from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 18. If the world hates you, be aware that it hated me before it hated you. I imagine that people held in slavery against their will, those who have been driven from their homes or lands for no reason other than greed, those who have been the victims of others' wars or crimes, and those who were and are constantly denied access to their needs to survive, must have felt or feel hated. Ancestors of mine surely must have wondered what they had done to deserve being enslaved, or made to feel like second-class citizens after American slavery ended. Those whose countries of origin marked them as less valuable must have wondered where that hatred originated, where concepts of ethnic and racialized hatred sprang from and took root. After Jesus says, "I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another," he says, "If the world hates you, be aware that it hated me before it hated you." This is our rallying cry to put the love our faith is built on, our love of Jesus, into practice, next door, across the border, and into the world. And now the full passage from John 15, verses 17 to 27. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. If the world hates you, be aware that it hated me before it hated you. If you belong to the world would love you as its own. Because you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, servants are not greater than their master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But they will do all these things to you on account of my name, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have sin, but now they have no excuse for their sin. Whoever hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works that no one else did, they would not have sin. But now they have seen and hated both me and my Father. It was to fulfill the word that is written in their law. They hated me without a cause. When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. And the moving forward question for this Friday, what concrete steps can you take to drive out hate and injustice? And now the commentary for Saturday, October 29th, from the Psalms, chapter 139, verse 22. Search me out, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my restless thoughts. It is humbling to know that one's heart and mind can be searched, and our real intent can be known. Even in the age of social media, with everyone knowing everything, we like to imagine we can still have our own secrets. But this psalm tells us that even our innermost thoughts and feelings are known to God. What do we do with that? Clean them up? Change them before we act on them? Pray about why we're having such thoughts, or just let them ride? I've been very conscious in praying the daily office to focus and shut down the wandering thoughts, good or bad. But I have so far not had the discipline to shut down wicked thoughts, even while I am generally able to prevent them from being actualized through my mouth. I have the feeling that stopping myself from verbalizing everything that runs through my head and heart is only possible with God's assistance. But I'm trying to flush those thoughts so God doesn't have to help me so much. Now let's read the full passage from this Psalm 139. We're going to begin with verse 1, going through verses 23. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light around me become night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me, when none of them as yet existed. How weighty to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! I try to recount them. They are more than the sand. I come to the end. I am still with you. Oh, that you would kill the wicked, O God, and that the bloodthirsty would depart from me. Those who speak of you maliciously and lift themselves up against you for evil. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. And the moving forward question today, what is in your mind and heart that you'd like to shield from God? How can you ask God to cleanse you of those feelings? And now the commentary for Sunday, October 30th, the last day for this week's program. It begins with a passage from Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 4. Look at the proud. Their spirit is not right in them, but the righteous live by their faith. The prophet complains that the people's cries and the prophet's cry aren't being heard. Wrongdoing continues and stands uncorrected. Violence and destruction abound, and the law is not being followed. And, as if those things aren't bad enough, the wicked are not being punished. The Lord listens, answers, and instructs. The Lord's reply ends in a straightforward, compassionate way. Look at the proud. Their spirit is not right in them, but the righteous live by their faith. Over and over again, we're reminded of God's love and care for the humble, the meek, and those who are righteous and faithful. These people are not forgotten. In fact, they are held in the highest honor. And now the passage from Habakkuk, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. I will stand at my watchpost and station myself on the rampart. I will keep watch to see what he will say to me and what he will answer concerning my complaint. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain on tablets, so that a runner may read it. For there is still a vision for the appointed time. It speaks of the end and does not lie. If it seems to tarry, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Look at the proud. Their spirit is not right in them, but the righteous live by their faith. And the moving forward question for this Sunday, do the words of the prophet resonate with you? Do you feel unheard and abandoned? Look first to your own heart. And that's all the time we have for today's episode of Reflections Day by Day. Let's close with a special prayer from Father Richard Rohr, founder of the Center for Action and Contemplation in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Creator God, O great love, thank you for living in us and through us. May all that we do flow directly from our deep connection with you and other beings. Help us become a community that shares each other's burdens and the weight of glory. Listen to our heart's longings for the healing of our world. Knowing that you are hearing us much better than we are speaking, we offer this prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, and in all the holy names of God. I'm George Douglas. Thank you for joining me today for Reflections Day by Day. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Reflections Day by Day is a presentation of the North Carolina Reading Service and is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Please join me for a new program of readings and commentary next week from Forward Day by Day, a publication of ForwardMovement.org. Goodbye until next time.